This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Coming up, Derek J. will tell us about priests who are being forced to marry gay people. And Derek is gay, so we'll get his perspective on that here in moments. You can also share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. I am recapping my experience from the Pumpkin Fest riots. If you've been reading the news over the last 48 hours, you've probably seen headlines about what happened in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, on Saturday throughout the afternoon and into the night. It all kind of died down around the time when I left the studio here, because we're live on Saturday nights here on Free Talk Live. So I left after the show was done and the archives got completed and headed out back into the streets. There was this line of cops blocking off the main road going to the college. And the college abuts Main Street here on in Keene, New Hampshire. And so I was at the corner, this corner, where the corner of the college on Main Street. This huge line of cops, they had pepper balls, they had bear spray, pepper spray, essentially big canisters of that. I think they sprayed you with one of those a long time ago, yeah. Derek J. That's in your movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can see that at victimlesscrimespree.com. So they had that, they had tear gas guns, and probably something I'm forgetting at the moment. And they'd already cleared out the rioters. They'd advanced down the street. This was the rioters were long gone. I didn't see any of that happening when I was out at night. That was earlier when I was out during the day that I saw that. But this line of cops is just blocking the street, this main college street. And they were threatening people. They were shooting pepper balls. There was no crowd there even. They were just, I don't know what the point of it was. And the reason I don't even know the point, but it's just besides a show of force.
Maybe it's practice.
Maybe it wrapped up a little too early for them, and they weren't expecting that. So they were like, well, while we're out here, let's go for some drills.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a possibility, too. They definitely would not let you walk up to them, cross their line, and go down the street. However, all I had to do, and you'll see this in the video I'm putting together, I took a little Google map picture and drew a line on it to show how far I had to go away from this line of cops. There's a relatively small building on the corner of the school campus.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of a little bit of grass that goes down to the street, and the cops were up on the grass. They were, you know, they were blocking right up to the corner of that building. I walked down Main Street the length of the building, cut up onto the college campus within view of the cops. I wasn't hiding or anything like that. I just walked up onto the college campus, walked behind that building that is at the corner of the campus, walked behind the building, walked, you know, behind the building behind that one, and then turned right back onto the street that they were blocking.
What?
And I was right behind, you know.
It's like bad video game or like Pac-Man or something where the ghosts don't see you. I mean, they're right there.
They were right there. And James Cleveland actually walked even closer to them when he did the exact same thing.
So is it that they're so committed to, like, where they're standing that if you just go outside of their little protection zone, they just can't do anything about it?
They didn't do anything about it. And so when we finally made it back onto the same street that they were trying to prevent us from walking down, we then walked down that street and encountered more police, you know, as we're going down this street. There's students, you know, walking about, going from house to house. They're on the street. We're on the street. We walk by two cops in olive sort of military drab uniforms and literally walk right by these guys. They didn't seem to really care that we were there.
Yeah, so, I was curious. Did you walk right by any of the other police? Like, you talk about walking around the building so that you can avoid these guys. Yeah. Did you go up to them and say, like, hey, I'd like to go through here, please? Or did you just know that,
line
like,
of
hey,
cops?
There's going to be a... Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I did not go up and attempt to go through the line of cops, but there were people who were, you know, walking up that way that were told, go home and, you know...
Well, I heard from some other activists who were out there recording that they were able to walk right through the police lines, that they were able to just
barge
right through.
There was no consistency. There was definitely no consistency in how these
lines of cops were working. In this case, I didn't want to walk up and talk to these cops because they had just shot pepper balls in my general direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the riot and the Pumpkin Fest here.
This was after the riots. Well, this was, it's, you know, there was no evidence of a riot. Had I just come across this scene, not having known, if I just driven into Keene and wanted to go down this street, I would have had no idea there was a riot there because there was a bunch of riot police, but there were no rioters. They were just standing there blocking the street. And being, you know, again, what was the point of this? If I could easily circumvent this block by going one building down, cutting across, and then coming back around, what was
maybe
the point
of it? Maybe it's like billable hours or something, because they called they called in all these other departments. They're like, well, we can't just call you out here for 1 hour, so you know, let's rack up some time.
And the same thing happened again just minutes later. We walked down this main college drag, went to the west side of campus, to the other side of campus. We were back on the campus at this time because we'd heard that there was a basketball court that I guess James had seen this happening. James, a.k.a. James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood. He said they had, like, cordoned off this basketball court, the police, and had forced the rioters into the court somehow.
Whoa.
I didn't actually see this happen. I don't know if the video exists of it because by the time we got to the basketball court, it had been cleared out. Now, there's a helicopter flying around this whole time. You know, this is like the, you know, the total kind of police state that you see in all the videos with people getting, you know, shots fired and all of that. And so
I heard the helicopter from my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
That
they had the loudspeaker. They had the loudspeaker coming from the helicopter yelling down, "This is a restricted area. You must leave or you will be arrested."
Did they call it an unlawful assembly?
They did, yes.
Yeah, that really disturbed me when I heard, because I could hear that from my bed, and that really freaked me out.
And
like,
we're blocks and blocks away from that.
Yeah, here's this helicopter flying around in the sky, waking me up on some Saturday night saying, "You are at an unlawful assembly. Leave or you will be arrested."
What I wanted to know is, where was it? Where was this unlawful assembly? Was it only where the helicopter was pointing their spotlight? Because they were pointing their spotlight at a certain sort of general area, or is it, you know, wherever the cops decide that it is? And in fact, I asked one of the local Keene cops as I was walking out there, because as I was walking out there, I'm listening to this announcement being made, and I said, "Jason Short, well, where is it that this boundary is? You know, where is it I can't go? I'm about to walk into this situation. I would prefer to not walk into it and then get arrested for, you know, walking into this restricted place."
Yeah.
And he didn't know.
They just
go home.
Was it a recording?
He didn't tell me that.
Because sometimes those helicopters and tank announcements come from pre-recorded messages.
Good question.
Was that a person speaking or a pre-recorded message? Because maybe
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he didn't know. Because he's like, I don't know. That's just some tape that says this is an unlawful.
We don't know where the zone is. I don't know if that's the case. But wherever the zone was, I was never told that I was there, and I was never arrested.
Well, so if it was anywhere within listening distance of that order, it includes my bedroom.
Keene.
So,
yeah.
You know, like, what?
So I'm walking on the west side of campus now, and we're walking up another street to go back to this main drag I was telling you about, this main college street. It's called Winchester Street.
Yeah.
And I'm walking back up to try to get back on that street, which I'd already been on, you know, more than once. And there's another group of cops, not as large, just a more just sort of scattered group of cops at this intersection.
Were they wearing military colors?
I don't recall. Mm-hmm. I'd have to review the video. The ones I was interacting with were not. They were more armored black.
It's always comforting.
Yeah.
Scary.
So I walk up to the intersection, and this guy tells me, you can't go through here. You know, and then starts to tell me I can't be there. And I said, well, I can certainly be here. I'm a member of the media. And he says, no, you're not. And I said, well, yeah, I am. I'm with FreeKeene.com. Where are you from? And then he shuts his mouth and he doesn't say anything to me at that point. And somebody else says, you know, you can't come through here.
Well, wait a minute. Where was he from? Did you suspect he was some, like, law enforcement?
Cop from another town in New Hampshire. They bring in cops from all around the surrounding area. And in this case, for this evening with the riots, they brought in cops from major cities in New Hampshire, like Manchester and Nashua, state police from all over the state. I mean, there was lots of cops. I don't know how many cops they had on the ground, but it was quite a few. So these guys tell me, you can't go through here. And so once again, we walk maybe 50 feet back down the street where we came from. Cops are watching us the whole time. We go into the parking lot of the college, which is right there, behind the campus convenience store, this tiny little store on the corner, which is where they were guarding.
Mm-hmm.
walk through the parking lot, right back onto Winchester Street. Literally, you know, no more than 150 feet away from these guys. And then we walk down the street past the very same cops that had told us we can't come onto the street. I don't get it. 855, 450 free. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want right here at 855-450-FREE. The cop block world is on fire here in Keene, New Hampshire, in a good way. There's a lot of attention coming to town as a result of international media that is interested in doing reporting on the Pumpkin Fest riots. You know, in the aftermath of Ferguson, Missouri, which obviously was a much more serious situation with the police actually shooting someone to death, or more than one person. You know, in Keene, nobody died during the Pumpkin Fest riots.
Thank goodness.
But it still was yet another example of the police state come to town. I mean, Keene is this beautiful little town. There's 364 days out of the year, there's not rioting that happens in Keene, New Hampshire. But Saturday night, there was rioting going on. There were huge bottle fights that happened. Apparently some guy was throwing a cue ball. One of the cops got his mask hit. He was wearing a helmeted cop.
Thank goodness.
A cue ball hit him in the mask and, like, shattered the visor that he was wearing. It was pretty seriously dangerous at some of these parties with these crazy, drunken young people.
Now, you originally chalked the causes up to basically alcohol and the police overreaction.
Yes.
But am I silly to continue to ask, what is the cause here? Because in places like Ferguson, I can see people have been oppressed and they're upset. There's some reason that they're rioting. In Keene, what could be their reason?
It's not the first time that riots have happened in Keene, and it's not always on Pumpkin Fest. I'll give you another example here in a moment, but first.
ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot full of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. The Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of worst of all of the bad news, but they can't do this for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate. It's antiwar.com because war is the health of the state.
And the war's in our streets as well. You know, we've got these militarized police who just keep getting more and more equipment from the military and also from the Department of Homeland Security. By the way, the Bearcat, many have talked about the Bearcat in Keene. That's also another reason why Keene made national headlines just a few years ago. Derek, when you were first living here, we got involved in this anti-Bearcat campaign. This is this military-style tank that's sort of an armored personnel carrier that the police have been acquiring all around the country in small towns. Keene's a small place. 25,000 people live here, but they've got this military tank. And it was funny because, you know, the original reason was Pumpkin Fest was the reason to have this tank, the supposed fear that something bad would happen at Pumpkin Fest. But they didn't actually employ the tank. The Bearcat was brought down to the scene, but actually stayed in the staging area with the other police vehicles. They never actually did bring the Bearcat in. So I guess to their credit, they never did bring the Bearcat in for this.
What restraint they showed.
Well, no, in some cases they actually used way too much violence. I would argue they escalated this situation in a variety of different ways. And so your question was, why is this happening? Why are arguably privileged white college kids rioting in the streets?
Yeah, I don't typically see people, you know, wearing UGG boots and polo shirts rioting. It was a really weird looking sight. Like, and they're in a college town. They're, upper middle class. Like, what have they got to be angry about?
So, there have been riots in the past in Keene when some baseball team either won or lost. It doesn't seem to matter. If your team wins, sometimes the fans riot, which of course doesn't make any sense, and it's terrible that they would riot if they lost, but it seems like they'll riot when the team wins just because, what the hell, let's go destroy some stuff. I don't understand it. It's not logical. It doesn't make any sense, but there's a few things that I could throw out. First of all, they were drinking all day, and so these guys were just drunk. Very drunk.
There's a mob mentality sort of thing going on,
right.
I expect.
Being drunk, you don't make the best decisions in general, and with that sort of mob mentality, and people are amped up. Not only are they drunk, but there's a lot of people, and so there's a lot of energy, right? There's that sort of energy of the crowd as well. And so once one bottle gets thrown, it's only a matter of time before more bottles get thrown and, you know, people are followers to some extent. There's obviously a lot of people who don't participate in this, but at the same time, there are a number of people who egg them on. You know, like when I was there for the bottle war that happened in the afternoon during these Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene, which you can see the video over at the Free Keene YouTube channel. And the Raw video is up on the Freeman TV Raw channel, so you can watch it unedited Raw. When I was there for that bottle war, you know, after the main bottle war kind of subsided, there was still plenty of, you know, goings on and people, tension and anger and, you know, there was what looked like was going to be a fight. And the porch that I was on, you know, the people that were there were sort of amping up for a fight. Like, they wanted this fight to transpire. It didn't. But there was some pushing, and there was some, you know, what was close to someone throwing a punch, very, very close, and the, you know, that kind of fight, yeah. fight, you know, that mentality, that very schoolyard mentality. I did that when I was in elementary school. You know, I remember that mentality.
It doesn't stop in high school, and it doesn't stop in college either. I mean, you know, most of these kids have never lived on their own, had a job, and they aren't anything but
grown children.
They're school children.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
That's a great point.
They've never had any responsibility.
Now mix alcohol with school children who like to see a fight.
Well, this is why I don't have any use for four-year colleges. Really? You think it's the best idea that you can come up with to send your kid who's never had any real responsibility in their life off to college where, I mean, especially Keene State College, that's short for
the low end
KSC,
of colleges.
Kinda sorta college. right? I mean, it's a miserable college for dum dums, right? I mean, it's just, I'm sure there's some great kids there,
but there are.
You know, this isn't Harvard, right? And it seems like many of them go there for a major in alcohol consumption and a minor in a teaching degree.
There's a lot of teaching degrees at the Keene State College. So, anyway, I think that's the answer. You just got a bunch of drunk college kids acting out, and then you combine that with the fact that the cops are there making things worse by using more aggression, you know, than is necessary to stop people from fighting. If the cops had just gone in and taken the people who were taking signs down and taken away the people who were fighting with one another.
But they didn't go in soon enough to do that.
No, they waited, stood by.
Right. They waited until the riot was over for that.
Yeah. Well, and then what they would do was there's other video footage, which you can see at freekeene.com. There's a post where I put five different videos from different sources. There's a situation on the sort of the main college drag I was telling you about in the afternoon. I wasn't there for this, but there's different angles of it from different cameras where there's hundreds of students in the streets. And the police advance on them and start shooting the pepper balls at them, and the kids run the other direction. So they didn't break up that group. They just moved them from one point to another, where I presume they proceeded to break down more street signs. I don't know. Would have made more sense to just target the people carrying the street signs around and, you know, do something about them. But instead, they wanted to shoot.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking riots. Some of them happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. Luckily, they were relatively controlled, I guess you could say, compared to some riots that happen in some places. Like, for instance, you know, nobody had their storefront window broken in. The riot itself did not spill out onto Main Street. It, you know, these riots sort of kept to the college neighborhood. Now, that doesn't mean there weren't a lot of property destruction that happened in those places, but most of the destruction was, like, you know, tipped over dumpsters. There was one guy's car that got flipped over. Not cool. And then, you know, also
there were some windshields smashed, yeah, and some tires slashed.
A lot of broken glass all over the place in the streets. We'll continue with the experience here in a moment.
Is privacy dead? Not if we have anything to do about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an entire community. And winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize the need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. This is going to be a great event, and so it's well worth your time because it isn't going to cost you any money. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Hackthetrackers.com.
So there's an additional answer to your question, Derek J. You'd ask the question,
what's the deal with these rioters? Why are they doing this? You know, they're not rioting for any sort of cause. They're not. Not that that would make it okay to, you know, destroy property.
It would make it more understandable
It would. But so, you know, they're just partying. They're drunk college students. It's Pumpkin Fest. They're wasted. They've been drinking all day. That's part of the explanation. But I think that there's another aspect to this, and that is that I suspect that many of these rioting types are there just for the party, meaning they don't live in this neighborhood. They don't, you know, they're not there regularly or even irregularly. That they come in this one time per year, or this is their first time there. They're from other states or across New Hampshire who don't live in even the vicinity of Keene.
That's why you don't want crashers at your party, because your friends have a relationship with you and they have a responsibility that's built in that relationship.
Good point.
Crashers come in, they eat the food, they drink the alcohol, they make a big they make a big stink, and they may want to fight people and all kinds of things. People think it's such a cool thing to be a crasher. It's fine for one or two crashers to come in many cases with a party. But when you start getting a group of them, especially a group of them that know each other, you're really going to have a problem.
Yeah, they might start taking over. And if it's a crasher at a party, you've got, you know, you can authority over your private property. Yeah. But this is a real tragedy of the commons situation, because these are people out on the street.
Which is another aspect of it. So you've got the aspect of drunken college kids. You've got the aspect of stranger college kids who you don't know who, you know, I don't know what the percentage of people who don't live in Keene is at these parties, but I imagine it's fairly high. You know, if you're on the streets and you talk to these guys.
Well, the population of Keene more than doubles during Pumpkin Fest. So it would seem that the people from other colleges would outnumber those who attend Keene.
I would think they do. I would say they are the majority of the drunken college revelers. So you've got that factor, and then also the fact that, as you mentioned, tragedy of the commons, and that's ultimately what this was. And I think that's one of the reasons why this is such a problem, is because these parties, when they get too big, they're just people in the streets, hundreds of people in the streets. Now, look, I'm no fan of the disorderly conduct statute, okay? I've been charged with it before. Derek J., I'm pretty sure you have as well.
I have, yes.
I'm no fan of disorderly conduct. I think that it is used way too often, and that it is, you know, is used essentially as a catch-all by the police to go after people they don't like for doing things they don't like but aren't really illegal. That seems to be what disorderly conduct is used for. It's a way to charge somebody so you can arrest them, get them out of a scene, and then ultimately, you know, make them have a tough time in court and possibly go to jail. But the reason why disorderly conduct was created, if you look at the statute itself, you know, the reason normally when they charge you with disorderly conduct, it has nothing to do with blocking traffic. But if you read the disorderly conduct statutes in most places, it's primarily like the number one thing or something, it's one of the reasons for this, is blocking traffic. And if you think about it, that's actually an inconvenience to people. That's something that really shouldn't happen. I mean, if you're trying to go from point A to point B, you've got to go to work, or an ambulance has to get to a hospital, or, you know, whatever. There's reasons why we want traffic to be able to go from somewhere to another place. And so, to me, that's a legitimate reason to clear a street, right? Like, if this is a public street, then it doesn't make sense that there should be 1,000 people in the street just randomly for some sort of party and preventing people from going from point A to point B.
Yeah, that's not what it's for, unless they give some sort of indication like we're having a block party and we want to block off the streets and we want thousands of people to be in the streets.
And then if you're blocking off the streets, then there's some signage to show people here's where you can go to get around this block party. But in this case, it's just hundreds of people that have, you know, spilled out into the streets because there's no room on private property for all of these people. And so here we are with tragedy of the commons, with these hundreds of people in the public streets. The police come along, and of course, they have no accountability for their actions. So they start shooting and, you know, hurting people and escalating the violence unnecessarily. I wouldn't really have much of a problem with the police trying to clear the streets, and then, okay, well, they're not leaving because we asked them nicely. They get out the pepper ball guns at that point.
No. You are going down the wrong path.
Really?
Let me tell you, I've got this all figured out.
Okay.
They need to block off the streets and just turn this into a block party. Instead of trying to clear the streets, recognize that the kids are going to want to have a good time at night and just say, we have Pumpkin Fest during the day, and we have an awesome block party at night. We're going to block off three of these college streets where all the parties take place. place. We're going to make sure everyone's safe. We're going to make sure the cars can get around it.
If and you could do that in advance, that'd be a way to handle it, right? But in this case, that didn't happen in advance, and you've got 300 people or 500 people. It looks like 1,000 people. I don't know. The video footage is crazy. You've got all these people on a main drag in, you know.
I'd say we take some of these out-of-staters. We shoot them. We put them up on pikes right at the borders of the state. And that way, you know, like, scrawl a warning underneath them. That way these out-of-staters get some clue of as to what it's like.
I like your solution, Derek J. I think it's a creative solution, but one that would need to be implemented in advance. If all of a sudden you've got a bunch of people in the streets who aren't moving anywhere, I can understand the argument for shooting pepper balls at, you know, at their feet.
No, don't
I can
shoot
understand
pepper
it.
Balls at people.
I can understand it. It's not going to kill anyone. It's not going to be lethal. The worst case is you're going to, like, get a welt or
it's
something like
that. It's
going
to ruin their shoes, and you don't know how much they cost.
But what I don't agree with is shooting pepper balls at someone's house after the rioters are gone. And that's what the video footage shows at freekeen.com today. They break up this large group of people who only some of these people are doing dangerous things. Most of them are just having a good time. So they disperse this crowd. And after that, they start shooting at people's houses. And to me, that's where you cross the line. You know, if people are blocking the streets, it's one thing to have to move them out of those streets. But if they're just on someone's private property, hanging out on the porch, having some beer, I don't see what the problem with that is. It just seemed to me like it was one of those things where, we have determined this is a riot, and you must leave even though you're in your own home. That seemed to be what was going on. They didn't speak
doesn't
those.
Doesn't make much sense.
They didn't speak those words through a loudspeaker or anything like that. They just started shooting at these people's homes. And in the video footage, you can see the kids are, like, choking and coughing. And because when a pepper ball makes contact, it releases fumes. You know, it releases pepper into the air. And it becomes very uncomfortable to be where those pepper balls have struck. So to me, that was where they went from being, and again, I don't like the idea of shooting at these people, but that's where they went from, I think that's where they crossed the line from peace officer trying to restore peace into aggressing on people on their own private property. Mm-hmm. And there's video footage of that. I actually asked the police chief about it at the press conference today. And, of course, he dodged the question as much as he could. 855-450-FREE saying, oh, I haven't seen the footage, so, you know, I can't comment on that. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Drunken frat party revelers rioting in the streets over, well, we don't really know. That's what we're assessing here on this episode of Free Talk Live. Of course, it's still an open phone show. You, as always, can bring up anything that you'd like. And we'd like to encourage you to join us here in New Hampshire. There's all kinds of neat places to move to. It's part of the Free State Project. If you love the ideas of freedom like we do, then you should come up here and be with literally hundreds of other people. There are actually over 1,600 people who are here across New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. The idea is let's get 20,000 people who love freedom all together in the same place. Because one of the reasons why Keene, New Hampshire is on the map in the news as often as it is these days is because we're here to cover what's happening. If the activists were, I fully believe that if the activists were not on the ground with our video cameras in many of these incidents, and of course the Robin Hood story about saving people from parking fines and things like that, that wouldn't happen ever. But there's better coverage of the things that do happen here that are newsworthy. These Keene riots are getting international press coverage, and FreeKeene.com is one of the go-to sources for people to learn about what's happening here. So the activists, even though Free Keene isn't technically a news site, it's in more of an opinion activist site, we do news coverage there. And in some cases, we'll scoop the mainstream media on different stories, or we'll get an angle on it that you won't hear in the mainstream media. And there's a level of value to that that's really hard to put a number on, to having people who are here who are willing to do things. I love it. I love being here. So great.
Yeah, while I was listening to the scanner during the riots, I was listening to...
Which also
to
wouldn't exist if it weren't for activists in Keene.
Yeah, not just the police scanner, but mm-hmm. listening to the two-way communications among the activists, which, you know, of course, only exists because there are people here.
That's right.
It was comforting to know that, yeah, as a journalist, maybe my first inclination would be to go down and get some footage. But I was comforted knowing that there were so many people handling it that, you know, without me, everything would just be fine. You know, there was plenty of coverage, people holding video cameras. So it's comforting to know that there are so many, and it's great to be in a place surrounded by people who are willing to go out
into the streets and take a video camera.
Yeah, and one of the neat things about being in New Hampshire is it's a small place. I mean, even if you were in the big city in New Hampshire, you're only talking about a population of 100,000 people in Manchester. That's not that big on the scale of cities. And here in Keene, it's 25,000. So they had this, you know, it's now post-Pumpkin Fest. There were these riots over the weekend. You may have seen the headlines. Well, today was the first business day for the government after the weekend. So they had themselves a press conference at the end of their day today. So 4 p.m., end of government business day. They had themselves a press conference with the police chief, the city manager, the president of the Keene State College, the chief or like a colonel or something in the state police, and someone else I'm forgetting at the moment. Oh, the mayor. And so they're all sitting in the council chambers, and lots of mainstream media was there. There were at least 8 large tripod-style cameras, you know, in the back of the room. The first 2 rows of basically 3 rows of chairs in the audience area were the first 2 rows had signs that said reserved on them. So when I came into the room, one of the local activists who's actually been here since before the Free State Project, David, comes up to me, and he says, they told me that I can't ask questions, that citizens aren't allowed to ask questions. And I found myself wondering, was I going to have trouble asking a question? Because Free Keene's been around for a long time. We're not an unknown quantity here in town. So, of course, I plop myself down right in the front row. Right
it
in
says
the
reserved.
Yeah, right in the reserved area.
It didn't say what it was reserved for.
It did not say that.
Reserved
and
for you.
I figured I'm in the media. This must be a reserved seat for the media. So I sat down right in the front row, you know, the front center seat. So it was real obvious. And at one point, the city manager did look up and he asked me, who are you representing, you know, today, Ian? And and I told him I'm representing FreeKeene.com. And he says, is there anyone else here from Free Keene? And I said, I don't know. And now Daryl came in a little bit later after that, and then Garrett Ian, who are also bloggers at Free Keene, but they also have their own websites as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Daryl has FPP.cc, and Garrett has FreeConquered. And so the meeting commenced right on time, and people were asking questions, and I waited for a little bit. I wanted to hear what some of the other mainstream media was going to ask and what some of the answers were going to be. And
any hard questions? All softballs?
Yeah, no, there were some good questions from some of the mainstream media, and all of the footage is going to be up on the Freeman TV Raw channel, which you can link to from freekeene.com on the video tab up there at the top. And so I finally asked my question, and the police chief basically dodged the answer. I asked about the pepperballing of the houses that I witnessed on video. You know, there's clear video of that happening. And, you know, we got to ask our questions, which they didn't have. They could have made an issue out of it, and they didn't. They're smart enough to not do that.
Yeah, you can imagine how bad it would look for
it
them
would look
with
bad.
All these activists there to ask some questions, some media organizations, and then legit media all surrounding them,
yeah.
Like capturing this on film. Like, we're not going to answer your questions.
But, you know, they called us by our first name, whereas many of the media guys, they didn't know who they were. They were like, oh, well, first this gentleman here, and then we'll go to Ian, you know? And so they knew Daryl, they knew Garrett, so they know who we all are. We know all of them, and there's just something about being in a place that small where you can have an impact to where
yeah.
These people know you and you know them, and that's just there's something unquantifiable about the relationships that you build in a place like that. Yes, these people are doing the wrong thing. Yes, these are the very same people who are suing you know, the Robin Hooders, including me here in town, but yet there's still a cordiality between us. And I don't know, it's just a nice thing to have. So it was nice to have independent media in there being able to ask these questions in this press conference. And because there were 3 of us there, we got to ask 3 different questions. And had you been there, Derek J., you could have asked a 4th question.
Yeah,
for
Derek J.
Your website. But I talked to Derek afterwards, and he wasn't certain that he'd be able to ask questions. And turns out you would have.
Yeah, I expected I wouldn't have anything to gain by attending this hearing or whatever they decided to call it, the press
release. I don't blame you for jumping to that conclusion.
Yeah.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We still have the video of the organizer of the Pumpkin Festival threatening a local news guy who's not a Free Stater or a Liberty activist. He's just a local young guy who's into covering the news.
He did an awesome job covering Pumpkin Fest on Saturday, by the way.
So this woman storms onto the set of this live television broadcast and proceeds to assault this guy. And we'll play the audio for you. It's fairly short here in a little bit. Also, I got some other killer audio with some of the young people. I talked to you about the pepper balling of the houses. Well,
yeah.
The college student who recorded that happening then went and talked to some of the young people that were on the porch of the home that was one of the two homes that was pepper balled. And this is what they had to say about their experience.
They're not the world's biggest pieces of but
they're close for us.
Oh, wait, no. Osama bin Laden's dead, so yeah, they are.
No, okay, all right.
She's talking about the police with that statement. The world's biggest pieces of S is what she called them. Yeah, that's pretty much an accurate statement. You can't tackle them, but they can tackle you, and there's no consequence.
It's pretty disempowering, and as Americans come to the conclusion that they're... I mean, because this is what a ruler is able to do, mm-hmm. right? A police officer is a ruler. They are an arm of the state, an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. And if they can create positive PR, they'll be able to keep this up for a very long time. But they've been expanding, they've been growing police departments all around the country, mostly because of the drug war mm-hmm. since the early 70s. And it's just come to the point where normal people are beginning to come to the conclusion that these are... that cops believe that badges grant extra rights. Now, they do. There's no doubt about it. If a right is something that's allowed to you by the government...
Which it's not.
Well, depends on how you look at it.
I see that.
The government certainly believes that a right is something that's allowed to you by them. And a badge absolutely grants more rights from that standpoint. Let's call them privileges, powers. That the badge grants extra powers. And once there's a certain amount of pushback against that concept, police departments lose all legitimacy. They either become an agency that rules completely by force, or they crumble.
So I'm going to continue with this audio here in moments. It's fairly short, and there's a really amazing part where these college girls really break it down, like the message that needs to get to the police from their perspective. And we'll get to that here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450 for your comments. Welcome on the Pumpkin Fest riots. Or if you've experienced anything like this where you live, feel free to share that or bring up anything you want. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Is the Federal Reserve System a bunch of organized crooks? Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, and Ted Baer discuss the Fed in the Telly Award-winning movie Fiat Empire, why the Federal Reserve violates the U.S. Constitution. Inspired by the best-selling book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Fiat Empire is now available as a 2-DVD set at MoviePubs.net, RealityZone.com, and NewsWithHughes.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.